We are coming now to B'ha B'chukosa, which brings the Sefer of Toivas Koyanim to an end. But before I discuss the way the Torah tells us to bring Sefer Vayikra, the Toivas Koyanim, to an end, I'd like to go back to a Pasha in Emma, the Pasha of Sukkos, because I think that it has something very, very, very choshev to teach us, this Pasha of Sukkos in Emor, which can help us also to understand the ending of Toras Koyanim, the ending in B'chukosa, in a way that can give us some ideas about how to be Elul Chayyim. The way the Torah presents Sukkos in Emor, where all the Yomim Tovim are taught, is different than the other Yomim Tovim. Let's just read a few psukim. Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe l'emor, daber b'nei Yisroel l'emor, v'chamisho osa yom l'chodesh ha-shvi'i hazeh, chag ha-sukos, shivas yomim l'Hashem. Now, very interesting, is not chag sukos, a yontov of hats, but Chag HaSukkos, a yontov celebrating certain known Sukkos. It's got the definite article, HaSukkos, the Sukkos. Now, what are the Sukkos that we are celebrating? Now, Rav Shamshon Hirsch, I saw in his Perush, he is, of course, like everything else, is medayik in this also, he doesn't miss anything. But so why Chag HaSukkos? So he says this is Moire on the fact that there must have been a Torah Shebaal Peh, which had already given them an oral direction of how a sukkah is supposed to be built. It's supposed to be, it shouldn't be 20 amos tall, it should at least be 10 tvachim, and the chamsa, tzitzim rubim mechamsa. In other words, the idea of sukkahs was known. And here the Torah refers to that. This is going to be a yontov, which will be dealing with those sukkahs concerning which you know through the Torah Shebaal Peh. So, v'chamisho sayom l'chodesh ha-shvi'i hazeh, chag ha-sukkos shivas yomim, the yontov of those sukkahs which you know so well from the Torah Shebaal Peh, that's when it's going to be celebrated. Azoy land Rav Shamshon Hirsch. Now, can I disprove it? No. Can I say that perhaps there is a different way of learning the Chag HaSukkos? Perhaps, not Chas V'Shalom Dingzich, but I'm wondering whether perhaps the definite article Chag HaSukkos means the Yontov of known Sukkos. Which are those known Sukkos? Those are the Sukkos in which we lived when we were in the Midbar. Yeah, later on, it's going to be saying that ki basukas hoshafti es bnei Yisrael by tzios ameretz Mitzrayim, that Ribbono Shel Olam caused us to sit in sukkas. We'll get to that pasuk fairly soon. So it's the yontif which celebrates those sukkas. It's possible that that is what it means. That it's true that you have to be medayek the fact that you have the definite article, but it could be that it's known sukkas, because it's referring to the sukkahs in the midbar. Now let's see what we have over here. Once we've absorbed this possibility, b'yom rishon mikra kodesh kamelachas avodah lo yisasu shivas yomim takrivu yisrael Hashem. These are the korbanos that you have to bring. Eile moyadei Hashem asher tikru asom mikra kodesh lehakrif yisrael Hashem oyle mincha zerach unusochem b'yom b'yomo. מלבד שפסוס השם, ומלבד מדרסיכם, ומלבד כל נדריכם, ומלבד כל נדרסיכם, אשר תתנו להשם. אלה מוידי השם, אשר תקרו עשם מקורי קודש, להקריב ישל השם, אוי לו, מנחו זבח ונסוחים דוויום ביומו. Now that is a מוידי פוסק, this אלה מוידי השם, this brings the whole section of the מוידים to an end. We've had Pesach, we've had Shavuos, we've had Rosh Hashanah, we've had Yom Kippur, and now we've had Sukkos. Eile moyde Hashem asher tikru oisom mikroi kodesh, lehakrif ishe l'Hashem oilo umincho zevach unusachim divayom b'yoma. What it's really saying is that the Iker reason why I brought you this list of korbanos Yom Tovim over here is to make you aware of the korbanos which you have to bring on those days. And they are Milvat Shavsas Hashem, Milvat Matnasechem, and so on and so forth. Now, so the Pasha of Moyadim is now finished. It's over. What have we learned about the Yontiv of Sukkot? Nothing at all that we have to do on Sukkot. We know that it's called Chag HaSukkot. It's the Yontiv of the huts. V'noma Omen doesn't say anything about a mitzvah of sitting in huts. It doesn't say anything about shaking Abba Minim. None of that is mentioned. What we have is simply a Yontiv called Chag HaSukkot, and the first 7 days of that Yontiv are called Chag HaSukkot, and the eighth day is called Stamachag. We don't know what it is, but it doesn't seem to be a part of the Chag HaSukkot. So much we've got. And that is all that the Torah tells us about the Yontiv of Sukkot. That's very, very interesting. Now, then a new parsha starts. Ach, b'chamisho osayom l'chodesh ha'shvi b'os b'chem estivu osa'oretz t'choygu eschak Hashem shivas yomim v'yom rishon shabason yom shmini shabason. And what should you do? U'rekachta b'chem b'yom rishon priyez hodo kapes t'morim v'anaf etz obo es v'ave nochol u'smachtem b'chnei Hashem elokechem. Ah, moiradik, you should have the Abba Minim. Now, on Pesach, you're supposed to eat matzahs. Where does it say that you're supposed to eat matzahs on Pesach? Right where the parsha of the Moyadim tells us about Pesach. That's where it says, yeah, it should be the Chag HaMatzahs, and you know you're supposed to eat matzahs. Now, l'chayru, the Abba Minim on Sukkot, one would have supposed, would be the parallel to matzahs on Pesach. So, just like by Pesach, the Torah says, you've got a Yontif of Pesach, and you know what the tachlis of that Yontif is. You know what you're supposed to do on that Yontif. You're supposed to eat matzahs. So here it should say, you've got a Yontif of Sukkot, and you know what you should do on this Yontif. You should have Abba Minim, or you should sit in a Sukkot to eat. But it doesn't say that. When we read the Pasha of Sukkot in Emma, within the context of the Seder of the Moyadim, we don't have an inkling that you're supposed to do anything, that you're supposed to have Abba Minim and do something with them. We don't have a hint even that there is such a thing as building a sukkah and living in it. All we know is that it's called Chag HaSukkot, but doesn't say anything about what we have to do about that. Now, after we've finished already, Elo Moyadei Hashem Asher Tikru Oisom Mikroi Kodesh, L'hakrif Yisrael Hashem Oilo Mincho Zevach Unusochim Dvayom B'yomoi, finished. The Pasha of Moyadim is now finished. Now we come along and start a new Pasha. And what does that new Pasha say? Oh, by the way, on Sukkot, when it's the 15th of Tishri, U'lekachtem Lochem B'yom Rishon Priyez Hodo Kapas Tumorim, and so on and so forth. And now you know what? There's another din. But Sukkot is Teshu Shivas Yomim. Kolo Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkot. And you know what? I want you to sit in Sukkot. When I called it in the Pasha of the Moyadim, when I called it the Chag HaSukkot, I meant not only that it's a celebration of the Sukkot in the Midbar, like we suggested that HaSukkot means those Sukkot. No, I want you actually to live in Sukkot. L'man yedu d'orei secha, ki b'sukkot ha'shavtis b'nei Yisrael b'atzi osam me'eretz Mitzrayim, ani Hashem elokechem. So there's a mitzvah of sitting in the Sukkot. So b'kitzor, v'adaber Moshe's mayad Hashem b'nei Yisrael. That's the end of that passage. Now, so we have over here by Sukkot something that's different than by the other Yomim Tovim. You eat matzahs on Pesach. The Torah tells us that when it tells us about Pesach. You blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The Torah tells us that when it tells us about Rosh Hashanah. Yom Zichron Teruah. So we know that there's such a thing as blowing shofar. On Sukkot, we don't have a clue. We don't have a clue of anything that we have to do. All we know is that it's a yom which celebrates the sukkahs, the sukkahs. I suggested that the sukkahs means the sukkahs which we lived in the Midbar, and my emesis, the psukim which we read now, indicate that very, very strongly, because it says, L'man yedu d'ayroisefem kiba sukkahs hoishafti es b'nei Yisrael. Now that word hoishafti is also interesting. What does it mean, I made them sit? Yeah, Yoshav is to sit or to dwell. Hoishafti is in the Hifel. I made them dwell in huts. Ribbono Shel Olam made us dwell in huts. If it's the Anane Kova, that's one thing. He provided Anane Kova. If it's Sukkahs Mamash, where does it say that the Ribbono Shel Olam told him to sit in Sukkahs? He didn't tell him to sit in Sukkahs. Doesn't say anywhere that he told him to sit in Sukkahs. If people like to camp outside and take a inflatable mattress and put it out on the desert floor and sleep under the sky, there was absolutely no reason why they couldn't do that. Where was the Ribbono Shel Olam Moish of them in Sukkahs? So I guess that what it means is that I was much of you by keeping you ultimately 40 years in the Midbar, so you're not going to be able to camp out 40 years without having some shelter at some point. So if you're going to have some shelter, you're going to have to build temporary huts. But not that the Ribbono Shel Olam forced them to build huts. It doesn't say anywhere that he made them. So this Hoishafti, I didn't write the Torah, but I would have understood that if the Torah would have said, "Basukas teisha shivas yomim ki yeshaftem basukas vaytzi oisam me'eretz Mitzrayim." That's where you, that's where you dwelt, and that is where you lived. So that's why I want you to sit in Sukkot. But it says, "Hoishafti, I made you sit." What does that mean? And why doesn't it say it as part of the Yontif? Now, I haven't seen the following anywhere. I don't think, at least in my Mikos Gedolos, my Rashi, Ramban, Sipurna, Ches, it doesn't say the following. But it sounds to me that the Pshuta Shel Mikra is that in the Pasha of Moedos, it doesn't say anything about having to have Abba Minim, having to sit in the Sukkah. It doesn't say that. It says, I want you to celebrate the Chag HaSukkahs. I want you to celebrate the Yom Tov, commemorating your temporary life in the Midbar. That's what I want you to do. In other words, I think that Sukkahs in that Pasha, that means before we get to this, after the end of the Pasha of Moedos, this new Haskola, that the mitzvahs of Abba Minim, and there's a mitzvah of Sukkah, before we get there. So what do we have? We have a yont of commemorating temporariness of our living in the Midbar. And you know what? It's Kimat, the Pasha and the Torah. That is what we have in Hazinu. What do we have in Hazinu? V'hanchel elyon goyim v'afrido b'nei odom yatzev kivulo samim l'maspa b'nei Yisrael. That when Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Goyim their inheritance, he took them and spread them all over the world and gave each one a country. You know how many countries? 70. L'mispar b'nei Yisrael. L'mispar b'nei Yisrael, how many people? So the 70 nations endowed with an enormous lot of real estate, and that 70 is connected, the 70 people, not the 70 Gvulim, not the 70 places where they lived, but 70 people. 70 countries, connected 70 people. What's the pshat? How can a country be connected a person? The Torah says, Ki chelek Hashem, amoy, because we are chelek Hashem. Yaakov chevel nachalosa. Yimtzoeyu be'eretz midbar. They didn't need a place to live. They were there in the midbar to be temporary people. That is, we've mentioned it so often already, the chalukah which Yaakov and Esav made in Rivka's womb. And that is what they were Olam Habodik the people, and down here we are only Agoistik people. We are Agoistik people, that's who we are. We don't need a country. We've shown that with so many years in Golos. We don't need a country, we don't need anything, we need the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki chelek Hashem amo Yaakov chevel nachalosa. Yimtzo'ehu be'eretz midbar. That's such a thing of word, this Yimtzo'ehu. Yimtzo'ehu means he found them. He found them. I mean, he took them out there. He put them there. I mean, yeah, you take 600,000 people and you tell them, here, please, I'm going to show you which way to go. Here are my clouds. Please follow. And then I come to pay a visit. Oh, wow, I'm finding my people over here. What a surprise. I mean, it's not a surprise. You put them there. What does it mean, Yimtzo'ehu be'eretz midbar? I think, again, this is not something which I've seen, but it's, again, it sounds to me that that is what is being said. That what is being said is Yimtzo'ehu be'eretz midbar means, yeah, because you don't belong here. This is not your permanent place. Normally, when I need to see somebody, I look up his address and I go there and I expect him to be at home. And if he's not going to be at home, I know that if I come back next week, he will be at home. Maybe he's gone on a business trip or something. But where do I find him? There is a kriyastika home where I know that b'derech hateva I should be able to find him at some point. Yeah, but over here, yimtzo'ehu be'eretz midbar. Every time you meet them, ki'ilu is you're finding them. Because this is not a permanent home. Yeah, it could have been that they stayed there one day only, and maybe they stayed there 3 years. Oh, you're still around over here. It doesn't mean that the Rebbe Nachman was surprised. The Rebbe Nachman was not surprised. But the what is that the meeting with the Yidden was a finding. They happened to be here, they happened to be there, they happened to be here, they happened to be there. That is what the Torah says in Hazinu, Yimtzo'ehu be'eretz midbar, v'sohu yileil yeshimon. No normal person can live in a midbar. It's a sohu yileil yeshimon. That is how we lived. We are an aroistic people. And the way to define aroisticheit is by calling a yontif, which recalls that, Chag HaSukkos. Not because you have to sit in the sukkah on that yontif. It's because it's a Chag HaSukkos. It's a chag that celebrates our midbar existence, our very, very temporary midbar existence, such that when the Ribbono Shel Olam was thinking of us, I mean, you understand that these Lashonos are all Nadavka, it was for him a mitzi, oh wow, you're over here. That's interesting. Last week you were someplace else. That is what we were. Does it make sense to have a yontif without having some kind of an action which brings it to life? The answer is yes. Right? Of course it does. Achren Shel Pesach is the day of Kriyas Yamsuf. Do we have a mitzvah? All right, I think there's a minig by Chassidim or something. They go to the river if they can, or they split some water. But that's nothing to do with the Torah's mitzvahs. So there's nothing that one has to do in order to bring Kriyas Yamsuf alive to us. Matan Torah. We have to build a mountain and make lightnings and thunders. We have Yontov. We have Yontov and we remember Matan Torah. Zman Matan Torah Seinu. So you can have a Yontov Sukkos, meaning the Yontov celebrating our temporary existence in the Midbar. And why is that temporary existence in the Midbar so important? The answer is because that's who we are. When the Rebbe Nachman took us out of Mitzrayim, he said, you know, guys, this is who you are. Don't blame me. Blame your father, Yaakov. Yaakov made a deal with Esav. Esav gets Olam Hazeh. You get Olam Habah. Benama, Amen. And therefore, whatever happens to you down here is Arai. And you know what? It's great, great, great. It's wonderful. Because nothing can equal the beauty of being aroistic in this world. Ki chelek Hashem amo Yaakov chevel nachalosa. That's Kenish Zayin Besser. And that is who you are, guys, make a yontif. And you should dance, you make a simchas pesach shrei eva. Vazes tutzach. It's the happiest man simchas eino. But that we have to go and sit in a sukkah, what kind of zach is that? No, we don't have to do that. Torah doesn't say a thing about him. Then the Torah comes along with a sort of an afterthought. Oh, by the way, I'd like you to have Abba Minim, and I'd like you to sit in Sukkos, Kiva Sukkos HaShavti Es B'nei Yisrael. I put them in a matzav where the Etzem, if they had a home at all, it was in a hut. Nobody was going to build themselves a palace even if they were there many years in one place, because they knew that tomorrow morning the Anonim may start going. It's Ois Yontov. So nobody built himself a Kviyas Tikasach. And that is what you should celebrate. That is, I think, the Pshuta Shel Mikra of what the Torah does over here by Sukkot. Nu, fragst du dich, what's the next Pasha? So why is there a din of Arba Minim? And why is there a din of Sukkah? Of a Sukkah with so many Tefanas and so many Shach and so much Ahen and so much Ahen. The Torah says there is such a thing. I think that the way the Torah puts it, what is the Torah seeming to tell us? The Torah is seeming to tell us, listen, yeah? Ideally, you wouldn't need these things. Ideally, you wouldn't need Avaminim and you wouldn't need a Sukkah. You'd make a Yontif celebrating your Aroistikkeit, just like you make a Yontif to celebrate the Kriyas Yamsov and you make a Yontif to celebrate Matan Torah, and you don't have to go through any actions. And ideally, that would be the case over here. But you know what? It's a very, very, very difficult thing. To live in Olam Hazeh and reject its permanence, reject its, I can't think of the word now, when it sort of tries to schlep you in. We hear this the whole time nowadays when they're talking about the internet. Yeah, so everybody's attracted to the kviyas of Olam Hazeh. And therefore to say, look, Yidlach, your skill, your shevach is that you're not attracted by any of that stuff, and you fakered, you delight in being only agoistic. You know what? You got to have some training. And I'll tell you what we'll do. Yeah, I've got this eighth day of Yontov, and I haven't defined him. Sukkot is a Chag HaSukkot. What is Shmini Atzeres? It's an Atzeres. It's the gathering together of what Sukkot are, all the three Yomim Tovim have taught you. You know what we'll do? We'll do it like this. We'll have you sit in Sukkot during the 7 days of Sukkot, and we'll have you have Abba Minim with all the things that they teach us. That's not our subject now. But I'm going to give you one day at the end, and that is Shmini Atzeres, and that's what the Ramban told. We've mentioned the Ramban a lot. But Shmini Atzeres is the day in which we come into our regular houses with all the limudim, hopefully, which we learned from the Sukkah. And we've learned for 7 days how to be a rois dike yidden, to be besimcha, a greise, greise simcha. Although our Sukkah is harai, and we're very happy with that. So Shmini Atzeres is the greatest test of all. Go into your regular house, and you've got your couch there, and you've got your air conditioning there, and you've got everything else over there. And now, live as you lived for those 7 days in the Sukkah. Realize that it's all Aroistic. That is what Shmini Atzeres is. And that is, Yivasukkah Sashafti is B'nai Yisrael. I want you to sit in the Sukkah. You need to go into training. You need to go into training. It's not simple. And you know what? That is Gufa. In other words, the way the Ribbono Shel Olam stellt avek the Yontov of Sukkot, the way the Ribbono Shel Olam stellt avek the Yontov of Sukkot, that is the diyuk, the historical model. They lived for 40 years in the Midbar to get themselves ready to go to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Shmini Atzeres. And the 40 years in the Midbar is the Hachana for being in Eretz Yisrael. It was very hard. And unfortunately, we weren't always as good as we should have been. And we were Nimshach after the Nubotim Leim Kotuba Shalot Bonisa. We're human beings. And for us, we know it didn't work so well. And the Tkufa of the Bais Rishon was Tkufa of the Bais Rishon, but then it came to an end. So that is what's going on. In other words, the Yontif which we celebrate is duplicates b'diyuk what happened, ideally, in the hope that it would continue that way, and of course it didn't as well as it should have done. But that is what's happening. In other words, Sukkot is a replay of the Midbar experience. You have 7 days of living agoistically and enjoying it and basking in the closeness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then you have Shmini Atzeres. You go into the house and continue living that way. And that brings our Yomim Tovim to an end. Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Morgen der Welt. See, everybody knows the tour. So he asks at the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, so how do we know, like why do we go into the Sukkahs at that time of the year? Lochen tzivu esonu shenase v'chodesh ha-shvi shuzman ha-geshomem v'derach kol odam lotzes misukosa v'leshev bebeisar v'anachnu yoysa min abayis leshev besukah v'ze yare lakol shemitzvah samelach u'oleinu la'asoysa, and so on and so forth. Because if we would have gone into the sukkahs on Nissan, everybody goes into the sukkahs on Nissan. Beautiful weather, not so hot yet, it's the greatest place to be. But now in Tishrei, it's beginning to rain and it's beginning to be a little cold. So people leave their sukkahs. So that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam said, that's when I want you to go out into the sukkah. As I said, into Ken one dings with the two. Certainly not I. Is it legitimate to offer a different thought? I don't see why not. You know, I'm not saying that what I'm about to say is the emes, but it certainly is an option. For example, the Sipurna also has a different mahalach than the tour. Like you said, you know, why you do it now at this time? Because this is the Chag HaOsef, and you're sort of welling in the wealth that you're bringing in now into the silos, into the barns, and you're sort of being so happy with all the wonderful property that you have. That's the time to go out and say, I know it's only all avoistic. Anything wrong with that? Nothing wrong with that, as far as I can see. How can the Sipurna Dings on the tour? It's a machshava. It can both be true. I would say that, look, what are we doing over here? We're trying to remind ourselves of what the Ribbono Shel Olam did in the Midbar. Yeah? What does it say over there? Yeah? Again. Yimtzeyu beretz midbar, v'soyu yirel yishima, yisoy bevenu yivon yineyo, yitzarenu ki ishan eina, k'nesha yoye kina al gozalov yirachev. Yeah, the Ribbono Shel Olam looked after us morning, night. He looked after us. We were so vulnerable. We were so avoistic. And the Ribbono Shel Olam looked after us all the time. That's what he did. So we can remember that any time. We were there for 40 years, like it has to be this date, it has to be that date. I think that the mitzvah of Sukkah, the obligation to go and live an aroistic life, I think that it belongs over here, because without a Yom Kippur before, we couldn't do it. There are the shiners in the Rishayna, which, you know, usually we're trained to think of Sholosh Regolim, that's one Ma'arocha, and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a different Ma'arocha. But there are also Chazal which put them together, that Sukkot comes after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And that would make a lot of sense. That after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, look, Olekachtim Lachem Bayoim Horishayim. See, there's a big insight we can have. It's Vayoim Hashmini Atzeres Tilachem. So yet Yom HaShmini seems to take off from that Yom HaRishon. In other words, there's a group of 8 days, not of 7 days and 1 day, but there's a group of 8 days. The Lamedes were that's Yom Tepifnei Atzma, but it's not a Yom Tepifnei Atzma, the Kabbat HaShlumen, not the Kabbat HaShlumen. It's not so Nageya at this particular juncture. But what is being said over here is, yeah, by Yom HaRishon, Rishon L'cheshbon Avon Nesav, the Chazal said. This is a very time when Yidden are holy, holy, holy. They've just gone through a Yom Kippur. Gone through a Yom Kippur, you know what that means? Now you can say, all right, I'm going to be aroistic in this world. and I'm going to go like crazy into training. For 7 days, I'm going to sit in this Avodah Zarah until the high point of Judaism, which is Shmini Atzeres, that I can go now into my regular house and reenact the Midbar existence in the Midbar when we were training to go into Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael was going to be our Shmini Atzeres, and we were Matzliach or not so Matzliach, depending on what happened. This is Ki'ilu the Hakdoma a little bit to what I wanted to say about the ending of Titus Kayaman, of Sefer Vayikra. Because we know that you have the Teichacha, and then at the end of the Teichacha, steht was, וזכרתי להם ריש ושונים אשר צשי עשו מארץ מצרים לעיני הגויים ליוש בהם ללהם אני השם. אלה החוקים והמשפטים הטרגס אשר נושן השם בינוי ובין בני ישראל בהר סיני ביד משה. That's the end of the Torah. וידבר השם אל משה לימה, דבר בני ישראל ואומרת אליהם איש כי יפלי נדר בערכת כל נפושס לשם. Comes the sugi of ערכן, ערכן. So, Rav Sanchez religious medayik, I mean, it's very clear that the mitzvahs of Sefer Vayikra, the mitzvahs of Sefer Vayikra end with this posuk member of Chofov, member of Eli Achukim Vamishpatim Vatoros, Asher Noson Hashem Benoi Vemine Yisrael Bahar Sinai. We finished Sefer Vayikra now. Sefer Vayikra is a Sefer full of halachos, and you know what? They have now come to an end. Ha! Vayikra Hashem in Moshe Leima, Dabel Ben Yisrael Vamata Aleim. Arachin, what's going on over here? Zogt Rav Samson for this. I'll read that to you because it's very, very interesting. It is characteristic that this chapter, which deals with donations to the sanctuary, appears by its position merely as a supplementary concluding chapter. Scripture thus explicitly states that this chapter is not included among the Chukim, Mishpatim, V'Toras, which God has set as the condition, Beinoi Vein Bnei Yisrael, and whose fulfillment will result in the fullness of blessing, and whose violation will bring about all the misery described in the previous chapter. The donations to the sanctuary are clearly separated from the Chukim, Mishpatim, V'Toras, and this teaches us an important point. Teiras Kayanim, the Jewish priestly code, does not attach special value to sanctuary donations, and that you're not going to become the guest of honor anyway, and does not see in them special piety, especially pleasing to God. Certainly then, it does not ascribe to them the power to atone for a sinful life. The sanctuary of the Kayanim sees its mission not in gaining possessions, but in gaining hearts and souls. It seeks to gain the whole of our lives, as individuals and as a nation, for the fulfillment of Chukim, Mishpatim, and Torahs. The sanctification of morality, the safeguarding of justice in society, the enlightenment of the mind and the ennoblement of the heart, the Chukim, Mishpatim, and Torahs, they are the sole means of attaining God's grace. It is they that mediate Beinoi Ubein Bnei Yisrael, and only they bring man closer to God and God closer to man, and donations to the, and this is my language now, not of someone else, they are not in that thing at all. And Bonishan says, look, you want to give a donation, very good here, that's what you can do. But that's not what being a Yid is all about, this Arachem. Now, I don't know whether remember the medrash that I'm going to read to you just now from the medrash Tanchuma. I think in earlier shiurim I read it already once. But the medrash over here, the medrash Tanchuma, does not seem to agree with the Rav Samson for Hirsch. Rav Samson for Hirsch says that it's separate to tell you that it's nothing special. Yeah, the Chukim, Torahs, and Mishpatim, that is what is special, and that came to an end with the end of the Teichacha, and here is something, oh, look, you want to do this, fine, it's no problem. But the Medrash says differently. O Elohein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, that's all the way at the end of Baruch Hu Kaisa, in the Tanchuma. אומר להם הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל, אם אתם מביאים לפני ערכים שלכם, מעלה אני עליכם כאילו נפשיכם הקרבתם לפני. I regard your ערכים as though you brought yourself for a common. וכך נאמר, איש כי יף לי נדר. אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל, בזכוס הערוכן אני מצל אשכם מגהנם. אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל, הן מעריכן לפונה אז נפשיכם, אני מצל אשכם מעריכס גהנם, שנאמר כי אורך מאסמל תפתה, I may have read this passage incorrectly, yes, then I apologize. וערב לפתיכם שולחן, הוא שאומר דוד, תערוך לפונה השולחן, לגצר הרי, תשנת בשם הרי שקייסי ובויו, אמן וכן ירוצן. And let me drill, but before in the Medrash it says, what does Vayikra do? Vayikra starts with bringing an oiler, Odom ki Yaakov become oiler Lashem, and it ends with being makrev yourself, and being makrev yourself is the greatest hakrova, the greatest problem that anybody can bring. Now you're not allowed to kill yourself. And Avraham Avinu learned you're not allowed to kill yourself. But what are you allowed to do? You're allowed to give arochen to the Beis HaMikdash, and that is the mokom yourself. The moira de gazach. So, we can take this a long way, but we've already gone a little longer almost than we should. This has been 36 minutes and 40 seconds, so we ought to stop here. But the thing is that what I want to say is that the Torah gave us a means over here to express ourselves and identify ourselves as Beis HaMikdash Deki Yidin. I want to live my life in a way in which a Yid whose home, Ki'ilu, is the Beis HaMikdash. I wrote something about that, and I mentioned this in earlier Shiurim, maybe you remember that, I think that when David HaMelech said, Achas sh'alti meis Hashem oisa v'akesh shiftu gemeis Hashem kol yimei chayoi, where did he get this idea from? I think he got this idea from the Rebbe. Shmuel was his Rebbe, and Chana had put Shmuel into that position. Your home, your formal address, should be the Beis HaMikdash. You're going to be a Beis HaMikdash to Kiyid, and that's what you're going to be. And I think that is what Arachem is. That we say that Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, I can't actually live in the Beis HaMikdash, where did Shmuel live, and so on and so forth. I've talked about that in the past, and I really shouldn't go into it at this point anymore. But that is what the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us. We are taking of Shamsafel His, however, that this seems to be like a supplementary halacha, not part of the Mishpatim, Torahs, and Chukim, which is Sefer Vayikra, but not in the way that Rav Shamsafel Hirsch said, because it's no big deal, it's not so important to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Punkt verkehrt. It is so important to the Ribbono Shel Olam that he only made it voluntary. In other words, I'm not going to tell you, go and give Erchen to the Beis HaMikdash, and thereby declare yourself to be an Beis HaMikdash to Kiyid. No, you have that feeling. You love the Ribbono Shel Olam so much. You are so koshur to the Beis HaMikdash with all the lessons that it has to teach us, that you say, I want it to be my address. That's where I want to be. I'll give you a means of doing it. Exactly the same as sukkahs. Sukkahs, you can spend entire sukkahs outside the sukkahs. Obviously, you ate your ksais on the first night, or kibbutz, or whatever it is. After that, you're free. You don't have to eat in the sukkah. If you want to eat a sudas keva, you're going to have to eat in the sukkah. Oh, motzosi. Yeah? Yimtzayim ve'eretz midbar. Vashem comes by and says, oh, well, nice, I see you dropped into the sukkah. That's really nice. But yimtzayim ve'eretz midbar. But you don't have to be there. You don't have to be there. I mean, if you can do without all the limudim, which a sukkah has to teach you, and live a good Jewish life like that, eating only a sudas arai, the whole of sukkahs, nobody's going to have any tainus on you. Because these are madregas which you can't order a person to have. And the same thing is with arachim. But the Ribbono Shel Olam says like this, look, this is a means. If you can reach a level at which you feel that you need to express your love of the Beis HaMikdash in this way, as Chana did for her Shmuel. This is the way to do it. And this is a kosher way to do it. And make your address there, and not even your actual address. Shmuel didn't live in the Beis HaMikdash, at least not beside Yomav, because there it says that Tshuvosa or Ramosa, Pisham Beisa, he didn't live by Shila. But he was a Beis HaMikdash. That is what Chana had accomplished with him. And that is what the Arachim accomplished for us. In other words, what we could give this Shir, which we had today, we could give it a name, and that is the place of voluntarism, if that's the right word, in Yiddishkeit, that the Ribbono Shel'olam says like this, look, there are levels and madregas which I demand of you. Siddur HaZazach. But then there are things which are simply too holy to be able to demand of every person. This is what you have to do. But I want to give you a direction. I want to give you a hint. Where really should you be ending up? On sukkahs, you know where you should be ending up? In the sukkah. You're not eating a suda's keva, so do eat a sukkah's keva. Be in the sukkah. Be in the sukkah. The sukkah is Yimtzeyu be'eretz midbar. That's what that is a hachona for Eretz Yisrael. You want the Mashiach to come? Practice. Practice how you can live in a place which is full of the most wonderful physical gifts that you can possibly have, but don't need them. Be as far as the gifts of Olam Hazeh is concerned. And that is how Vayikra ends. It's the whole sefer of Torah's Koyanim. I'm going to teach you how to be Mamlechas Koyanim v'Goy Kodesh. That's sefer Vayikra. And then, all the way in the end, I'll teach you another secret. You can be better than that. You can be more than that. You can be a person whose home is in the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe not physically, but with hashkofas and with the way you live and what's important for you. That is something that you can do, and that is my goodbye gift to you as we leave Sefer Vayikra.